What's the deal with all these toy reboots? Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I'm your host, Mr. Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Fair. I'm your host, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, and I'm joined by the founder of the NECA Illuminati, the delayer of shipments, the procrastinator of pre-orders, the perfect person, the two-time daddy, my YouTube wife, Mrs. Modern Toy Fair, Jamar _ Games. But that's not all. I'm also joined by the consumer of all things vile, one of the former co-hosts of the Figuratively Speaking podcast, Corey. And last but not least, he is the man known as Beard Spice. The man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over. The man Optimus Prime popped in and refuses to stop. The Twilight Knight, the master of Mac, the three pump chump of taking the show off the rails, Nate. How's everybody doing?
What's happening?
I'm doing great.
You have tiny hands.
The tiniest hands. It was like Professor.
So Infinite. Small. Oh, I like that. Yeah. Those little tiny hands.
Oh my god.
But they're really not tiny because they're McFarlane hands, so they're actually like really big.
Oh my god. Anyway, so this week we're discussing the fact that it seems that all these toy companies are just digging back in the old molds and redoing all the old toy lines, or even just taking the old properties and slightly upgrading them, or even completely making new toy lines out of them. And like, we're getting to a point, what the fuck is left to do? We've got Street Sharks, we've got Biker Mice from Mars, we get every Ninja Turtle known to man, we get He-Man 37 times over. What is left? So, like, obviously, I feel like me and Jamar discussed this before. I feel like this is going to be a very Corey and Nate topic because you guys have a little bit on us as far as, like, older toy lines. What hasn't been done that needs done?
First of all, he's talking about age. And second of all...
I was polite about it.
Yeah, you were. You were.
That was. Very, thank you. Like, thank you for that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, for sure. For sure. But there is a lot that have been like done. And yeah, spoiler for you guys, for only figs, but also anyone watching this already saw it.
If they watched the live stream.
If they watched the live stream, you're correct.
Spoiler. Which they should, because honestly that's where the fun happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't give a fuck during the live stream. I just let these guys go off the rails, and I just hope we finish in an hour sometimes.
He said it. He said it. Oh, boy.
I feel like we should get into the topic.
Yeah. Yes, so sure. What toy lines haven't been done?
Off. I'm going to start off. Okay. Right off the bat. So 2024, you go, what type of hot topics could you try to maybe incorporate into kids' lines? I'm talking like,
isn't that hot topic? You know, in the 80s, kids?
In the 80s though. Yeah. Collectors too. But like in the 80s, it was all about like what educational plot line can you put into a He-Man cartoon, or you know, the government like got involved and was like, these can't just be commercials for toys, but they were. So I think a really awesome one right off the bat. So you got monsters in it, you got robotic suits, you got extreme,
I'm gonna do the TikTok thing,
extreme playability, extreme cross lines across just. It's crazy how many lines intersect with this one, and that's in humanoids, hands down, because you got
100%. 100%. My
the
first choice.
Plot. Oh, okay. Awesome.
Jamar, I'm glad
to
see eye to eye
on that.
Yes. No, this was my absolute
first choice.
I'm on
the Google right now. In humanoids.
Yes.
So the plot point of this small cartoon, there's only like 10 episodes, but the plot point is we have polluted the planet to the point where the planet like shoots out crazy demons and just starts wreaking havoc, and humans have to like try to figure out how to stop these things. That's the whole point. It's nuts. So
it is a wild cartoon.
These toys are wild to look at.
Oh, they are,
some would say,
insane.
The one is just a bunch of dead things all mushmashed together.
There's one that's just like a square skeleton thing with a little bit of skin on it.
Yeah, the craziest part about those is that the cartoon was done by the same animation houses as G.I. Joe, as Gem and the Holograms.
Because this was a Hasbro product.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so, here I was going to be like, Super 7 will probably do it, but maybe not.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time seeing if Hasbro is going to take the chance on any new properties. Like, they are very, they're so...
They do it. Maybe do a HasLab.
Reserved. Maybe a HasLab. That would be awesome. The crazy thing about that cartoon is that it actually did cross over with G.I. Joe. It crossed over with Gem in the Holograms. They had the same newscaster that was in Gem in the Holograms was in this show and in G.I. Joe. So all of those are like that shared universe everybody's.
But this takes place in the future. So is the newscaster immortal or just like really old?
Or it was the
80s. I don't think we were supposed to notice.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But his name is Hector Elizondo, I believe.
Yeah. And he was totally Geraldo Rivera. He was supposed to be Geraldo.
That was a thing in the 80s. That was a thing that kids knew about. I stayed up to, my parents let me stay up to watch him open the Al Capone vault. And I don't even know how to even begin to explain that to you guys, because you don't know what we're saying.
Yeah.
Like, Corey's laughing because he knows. But like, this was the thing that we like breathlessly watched on television live. Geraldo Rivera was going to open up Al Capone's secret vault and see what was inside. It built up for like 2 hours. They finally get in, and like there's like some papers and like a desk and like a chair. Yeah. That was it. So it was nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, okay. Nothing.
Nothing.
I was curious. Like, nothing. What was in it?
It was
the thing we were excited about.
Huh. Yeah.
And kids knew who Geraldo Rivera was at the time in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. That's impressive because we're adults and we don't know who he is.
Yeah, I'm like,
how like the I name sounds familiar, but I don't.
Well, now he's become like figurehead of like terrible fake news stuff. So,
so he's turned into more of like a what's his name? Alex Jones type.
Yeah,
that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now look up Hector Elizondo. This is an interactive episode.
Jesus Christ! Wait,
I'm serious. That's his name in the cartoon. Hector, I believe so.
Oh,
Hector
what? Okay, I was like, wait, he changed his
Hector
name for this
guy? Elizondo.
I know this guy.
Yeah, that brought up a real person.
This is a real person.
Oh. Yeah, that brought up an old guy who's an actor.
In the Last Man Standing.
Yeah.
Not what we meant.
Last Man Standing, Princess Diaries, he was in Runaway Bride, Valentine's Day, Monk, Pretty Woman.
This reboot of National Treasure is terrible.
Oh, man.
Google stuff.
I mean, these things are terrifying.
Yeah.
But, like, in a good way.
Jose Rivera.
Wow, they really changed the name.
I didn't think it was quite on the nose as that. I could have swore it was Hector. Oh, wait.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so let's move on, because I'm sure this is real exciting for anybody who's listening and or watching.
Wait a minute. Hector Ramirez.
Okay.
Hector Ramirez is his name, because in the DIC animated G.I. Joe, they had that guy, but his name was Jose Rivera as a callback.
Jose Ramirez? Is that what you said?
No. The actual name that I was talking about was Hector Ramirez.
Hector. Okay.
I'll just go from there. Yeah. Ramirez. So I was right. I had Hector correct. I said
that's also a real person. That's a camera operator.
I Googled it. I don't want to tell it. I don't want to tell you
that. Google cartoon.
Oh my god, this is the biggest waste of people's time watching this video. Okay, now I see him and I see it a little bit. He's got a big mustache, so I get it. But yeah, if you just Google the name, you get an old guy who was a camera operator.
I don't Google those names all the time.
I figured if you Googled it right then and there, you probably would have found it. But anyway,
I
did. So
I was going on my whatever. You guys, shut the fuck up. Number one, I'm leaving.
We're one down. We're 10 minutes in. We've gotten through one, and it was mostly us Googling old dudes in the Hollywood industry.
Old dudes in the Hollywood industry. They were like reporters and shit.
I'm talking about the people who actually came up from those names. I guess the question would be like, if this was going to be remade, who do you think or would want to do it? We mentioned it was a Hasbro property. Hasbro's not going to take that kind of risk. They don't give a fuck. Who would they license it out to?
My second guess would have to be Super 7. Super 7 would do it right. But you'd pay triple the amount and then it would break out of the package, so
that's a fair
assessment. You would wait 3 years to get it,
and then it'd still break out of the package.
It won't break out of the package. The limbs will be so loose that it'll fall off if you.
Yeah, you won't be able to stand them next to each other. Yeah.
All right. We should be nice.
I love Super 7. I love Super 7.
We do.
If that scumbug broke, my heart dropped in like right out of my ass.
I'm sorry. Your heart dropped right out of your ass.
What's the same that? There's nothing to say.
Right out of his ass.
Just flip. Boom.
You do feel that though, because I know exactly that feeling. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I haven't had it with Super 7 figure because I don't really have any of those left, but.
Yeah. I managed to salvage him, but I'm still like, every time I look at him, I'm like, just don't break again. I swear to God, if you break again, I'm like, Scumbug is one of my favorites, hands down, Ninja Turtles. And I was just like, looking at it in disbelief. So, yikes. But and Humanoids is my number one. Nate, you go next.
Yeah, what's your number one? Well, I mean, you were super excited.
My number one would have been in Humanoids.
I stole his number one.
Yeah. So.
So what's your number two?
My number two would be, and this is, I mean, this could, I think because of the story behind it, it is reason why it probably would never get done, but that would be Filmation's Ghostbusters. And.
Yeah.
That's fun. That was such a fun show. So
that's not real Ghostbusters. Really, they did a second cartoon?
Yes. So. Okay, not a lot of people know this. Some people know this, but there was I don't even know what it was. I think it was just like a little low-budget TV show or something. Maybe it was even regional, but it was called The Ghostbusters. This was back in the 70s.
Why is there a gorilla?
Right. And it was first. So then when they made Ghostbusters, it was actually supposed to – they were originally going to call it something else, but they were able to license the name from the people who owned that. But then Filmation made a cartoon for it because there are no dummies and it was a cheaper, property, but it had that name recognition. Mm-hmm. And then that's why the other show had to be called The Real Ghostbusters. But anyway, Filmation's Ghostbusters, which is two guys and an ape, and they investigate weird supernatural disturbances caused by, I forget the dude's name now, but he was awesome. He's a great bad guy design.
Who's the purple lady?
Oh yeah, she's hot.
Okay. That's just all she does? Listen.
No, she's like, I think from the future or from space. I can't remember.
She looks like she's an alien. She's got like antennas coming out of her head.
So yeah, this cartoon is like the biggest acid trip you would ever like. It doesn't make any comprehensible sense, even on like a tier of like The Real Ghostbusters or other Filmation properties like He-Man and Bravestar. This is like so far over everyone's head in terms of like logic. It's just not there. Like they will be, like one episode they will just be like, let's go back to the past, and they're messing around with dinosaurs, but they got like robots, and like it's just
so it's like so the magic there. School bus before the magic school bus was a thing, kind of.
It's kind of. It's not written well at all, but just the way it looks is just kind of captivating. Like the character designs and just how fun it is, you know. Their sequence on how they get into their gear is so fun and goofy, just like the craziest thing you'd see. But I can't recommend it if you're like trying to look at it as a show, because I have it all on TV. And I'm trying to watch it and I'm just like, okay, but it's great. I would love it as a toy line for sure.
No, it has. Did they have a toy line before?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Just verifying that it wasn't just a TV show, that they did have toys. Okay.
No. There was a full line of toys that included all the good guys, a couple of the bad guys, the car that they would use, which was like a weird.
Yeah. The buggy looking thing.
I don't even know what it's called. Yeah. The buggy. That's like good. Yeah,
Ford and Model T or something.
I remember in one of the toy catalogs, because back in the day we used to get toy catalogs around Christmas time, and I do remember in the ad for them there was a ghost house that was like in the cartoon, but I don't know if that ever got released, because I've never seen it, never even seen people talking about it or anything. Yeah, I don't think it exists other than in that catalog.
And their theme song. Wrong. Is pretty awesome too.
Yeah,
it is awesome.
Ghostbusters, let's go. It's awesome.
Made it this far in life and never known that this existed.
Yeah, I did not know there was Ghostbusters before the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, it's wild, and I've seen some of that old TV show too. It's real bad. Like it's two old guys and because like their sons or nephews or something. But in that show, it's like two old guys and someone in a really bad. Gorilla costume.
At least it's a live action show.
Wait,
it was before. Yeah. So it was a live action show. Then the Ghostbusters that you know got the rights to call them Ghostbusters, and then so Filmation kind of pivoted and was like, "Ooh, let's make a cartoon off of our Ghostbusters because now we're kind of like a bootleg." And then that's why they said, "Okay, now we're the real Ghostbusters." So it's kind of funny that there was a few.
I feel like I said that.
You did, but I didn't know it was live action. Okay. You missed that part, I think.
Bad. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah, because you were like, it was in the 70s, and they were like making the cartoon because the Ghostbusters are out. I'm like, the Ghostbusters was the 80s. Where's the 70s coming out? So I got confused ahead of time, and now I'm.
That might have been my fault.
Whoa. If you were also confused, let us know in the comments below, so it's not just me and Jamar.
And if so, I apologize, and thank you, Corey, for clearing that up. But yeah, that would be my number. That would be my number two.
Okay.
Because I just am a big fan of those designs.
I just
like Corey's saying, like, I don't have any desire to really rewatch the show, but I would totally love those figures because I love those looks.
Like so,
Filmation just had a style to it.
Okay, you're talking about the
Filmation. I don't want to get all like. You know, Red State on you or anything like that, but like there's just something about the end of American made animation. Like literally, because it was one of the last few things that was actually animated in the United States. It wasn't sent out, you know, anywhere else. Yeah, so like that's the impressive and cool thing about Filmation is they were always done here, and like it has a look to it. I don't know. It's neat.
I just want to point out real quick before we continue that so far, both things have been such deep dives that neither of us had ever heard of them.
At all. Well, yeah, to be fair.
They
both came out like before.
But even there's a lot of things in the 80s that we've heard of.
Right. But that's the other thing, though. That's why no one has done these, I guess, because they are such deep dives that.
Who is the audience at this point?
Yeah.
Like,
that's constantly my way of thinking, too, is. In the wave of nostalgia is we just got those Street Sharks released. It kind of hit me that I don't necessarily know. I think the boat has been missed on a lot of this stuff. A lot of people say, you know, oh man, we got a lot of like all this nostalgic stuff coming out like Thundercats and Silverhawks. And it's like, yeah, but I think we're on the tail end. like we're definitely going into the generations below us with Street Sharks.
Loved
those. I loved those growing up, but I was like too old. Like the kid I babysat was the one that had Street Sharks, but I'm like I'm getting those. They're totally going with my Ninja Turtles. But
I did not have any either. Like I was because
you were like what? You were like 27, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. In 1990, I was 46.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you
fuck you. I'm not even 46 now.
I was gonna say I don't feel like doing the math. You 27 is not right, right?
No.
No, it's not.
He
would have been a teenager. No,
when Street Sharks came out, I probably would have been 15 though.
Yeah, I was gonna guess 13, but yeah.
That's 13 more reasonable.
So like being like in your teenage years in the 90s, it definitely was a different time. And our parents were kind of like, okay, guys, time to grow up a little bit. Yeah, you got to kind of go to college and do some other things now.
Like maybe you should meet some girls or touch some grass or get a job.
Right. Like, I'll show you. Wait until I'm 40. I'll have a basement full of toys.
It all makes sense.
Rebelling all the way to the end.
We always get Freudian on here a little bit.
Always. Always.
I'll show you, Mom.
Jamar, are there any toy lines that you remember growing up that you like are surprised having?
Well, I'm a winner, Mom.
I think maybe just... Maybe
I have the platinum edition. I'm sorry, Jamar.
No, I was just gonna make a smart mark anyways. I think we're just kind of lucky and like blessed to have grown up in one of like the raddest times. Just because, think about it. I mean, it's really, really hard for me to think of like a toy line that I had as a kid that hasn't had a figure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Biker Mice would have been something that I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be crazy if they. And
there they do it.
Biker Mice. Like, it's just so many, like, but I wonder how much of that was that my childhood was the commercial, essentially, of like everything was trying to be toyified.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a word. So a lot of these were already toys. So it's like, okay, let's just make this. And I don't know. That's how kind of my thought. But there is one thing that I think, Cody, you had mentioned. I don't know if it was on a show or on OnlyFigs, but the fucking cow things that kind of look like Ninja Turtle.
Oh.
Like, what was
the cowboy, like, Moo Mesa?
Yeah. So that was like 90s, right? Like early 90s? Yeah. Okay, I was going to say, I thought that was something. I remember like
that
having
was
one of those.
In
like,
90s, I believe.
Yeah. So that would be something I could see like coming back now, but who would do it? I don't know. I don't even know who had the license to begin with or anything other than that.
It's very interesting back then how Ninja Turtles got so popular that they were like, okay, take this formula and, you know, anamorphic human people that, you know, different animals and just put them in different scenarios. You got Street Sharks, basically Ninja Turtles. I mean,
wait a minute.
But Cowboys of Moo Mesa were just Ninja Turtles, but cows in, well, I don't know. I don't know if I would say they were just like Ninja Turtles because there was no like explanation as to why they were human cows. They were just that. Were. Yeah. It was just like alternate reality where like cows became the cowboys and, you know, the bad guys were other animals. Like it just, humans didn't exist.
I guess it makes sense because cowboy, so they're just
cowboys.
That makes sense. You said wait a
minute. That actually doesn't make sense at all because shouldn't they be cowbulls?
Oh shit, that's right.
It's all cows are girls.
That is correct.
Oh my god,
that is very correct.
But I was just thinking too. I just started thinking about it, like Ninja Turtles are the locusts of the toy industry. Because they literally came and like changed everything because like they obliterated everything else in its wake and everything that could stand in its way became wildly different than it was, like G.I. Joe and Transformers, who now all of a sudden had all these neon colors and, you know, battle action and, you know, more ninjas than we knew what to fucking do with, which that part I am definitely not complaining about. But I was just thinking about that, and some would say that they did it to NECA, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like current day?
And you mean, yeah. Some, you mean you would say.
Yeah.
I mean, even I agree at this point.
They've absorbed NECA's output, is what the Ninja Turtles have done, for sure.
Yep.
But another, are we moving on to the next one?
I've only been able to come up with two that I can think of.
Okay.
So the first one that I thought of was SWAT Cats.
Ooh, that's so good.
Okay, you got me there because I don't know what that is.
Really?
What? I vaguely. I think I've seen packagings like at toy store or conventions and stuff, but I do not know anything about this.
Well, you should Google it because it won't bring up an old man who's a camera operator or has been in a bunch of movies. But essentially, they were these two like humanoid cats that like had fingerless gloves and these like jumpsuits, and they flew around in jets and it was like a whole thing. And they had cool ass fucking theme track.
Now that I see it, I was 15 when this came out, so I was not.
That makes sense.
Like that was
Way of getting back into the boys' markets. Like they were
I do see that it was Hanna-Barbera. That's cool. Yeah. I would actually be interested in this now.
You could come over and watch the DVDs with me because they are still amazing cartoons. Like
How many DVDs did they make?
Well, that's like that Warner Brothers archive stuff where they're like five discs, but they have like.
Five episodes
five
each.
Episodes.
Yeah,
that was also probably like 20 years ago when that's all you could fit on a DVD was five episodes.
Right. Still, five times five is 25. Like, that's a lot more than I thought there would be.
Oh, overall episodes.
Yeah.
I see what you
mean. Yeah.
It's great.
But that's
it's
a good
choice. I do remember that the toy line was really short-lived, and you could never see the actual SWAT cats in the stores. It was always like the bad guy, and that was it.
Yeah, I think I remember at least having one of the SWAT cats. I don't remember if I had both. But
that's a great no.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That one was the more like I feel like toyetic and fun one. The other one I remembered, and this may even just be a fever dream, but wasn't there a Mighty Ducks cartoon that had a toy line?
Oh
yeah,
the
Mighty Ducks.
Yeah,
but has it?
That's what I was saying. How did? Before we started the show, I was saying I watched Disney Plus only for the Mighty Ducks.
I thought you meant the movies.
No.
Oh,
I meant the cartoon.
I thought you were just a big fan of the movies. So you're like, come on, kids, you can do it.
But you know they have a live action show.
Oh my god,
Emilio.
I guess not. Why did I assume that this was remade at some point?
If it was, I sure as hell didn't know.
I always wanted a Mighty Duck.
That's a great one. Actually.
/ Darkwing Duck crossover.
Oh my god, yes. That'd be
I'd
so cool.
I'd lose my mind. Maybe a Disney Plus. Come on.
Yeah, like I just remember. Because like this.
Let's do all sorts of cartoon reboots.
I'm not sure if this is going to show up well on camera, but this dude was the epitome of the 90s, just like with the color coding. Like he's got the teal, the purple, the yellow, and the white. He looks like the fucking cup you get at the mall. Like
he also looks like he's wearing a starter jacket.
A starter jacket.
That's exactly it. That's it.
Every kid had a starter jacket.
Dude,
I didn't.
Loser.
And exactly. It was not by choice. I'm not trying to come out and be like, oh, it's because I was cool. Better than you guys. Like, no, I wanted one real bad.
So my dad was like,
and it wasn't a team that I even knew who it was.
What team was it?
It was like, I mean, okay, let me clarify. I know who the team is now, but it was like not a team I wanted. It was the Hornets. Granted,
everybody had the Hornets.
Color scheme, it was cool. It was cool. But I remember being so upset that it wasn't Cavs. So,
my dad was like, oh, we're going to get a starter jacket. And I didn't really understand what the big deal was, but I remember being at Dick's and him being like, who do you want? And I was like, who's the worst team? So at that time, I got a Philadelphia Eagles starter jacket.
I might be with Nate on this one. I don't know if I had one of these.
Oh, just guess we were cool.
Actually, yeah. Never know what I looking at now. I do. I had the Hornets one because I remember that fucking bright blue and purple.
Oh, how convenient! As soon as you get told you can't sit at the lunch table. I had one. I pulled my heart out.
My dad worked for Starters. Probably couldn't
afford it.
Yeah.
So or they realized that they weren't going to spend. It was probably $200 at the time because that would have been like fucking ridiculous. And I didn't like sports. So they probably.
I mean, I didn't like sports either, but like I was very, very tiny, and my biological father was really determined to get me into sports. So I think it was just one of those situations.
That's a good way to spark interest.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a jacket.
Well, I think the idea was like he probably was gonna let me pick it out, and like my favorite color was purple. I mean, still is. But like, so I was like that one, and he thought that would like be a stepping stone because nothing else was working. And jokes on him, I was just like, I like the colors.
Look at that mascot. That mascot there. It's a hornet.
All right. What? Real quick before we get too far, I mean, the biggest thing about some of these reboots is, you know, if we don't get modern figures, you can't really take good photos of them. So, like, what would you possibly do?
That's a great thing to bring up, Michael, because if you have an interest in toy photography, looking to improve your camera skills, or simply looking for inspiration, which is what you're talking about here, Toytography Magazine has what you need. They offer in-depth interviews with skilled artists, including Modern Toy Fair's own Michael, Mr. Modern Toy Fair, tips for lighting, composition, and other areas of photography, figure posing and working with props, an artist wall, contests, and more. So the quarterly magazine is available in both digital and print, and you can visit the website at www.toytographymag.com. I like that I put the www in there because that makes me feel super young and hip. We're also welcome to join our Toytography Magazine Facebook page, where you can share your photos, discuss tips, participate in contests, and more. So they'll see you there, and we will too.
Thank you, Nate. Link in the description below. You can pick up the current issue now on the website. It just started shipping for March. Like you said, it's quarterly, so 4 per year. You can also see our half-page ad in it. And if I remember what page it is on, one of my photos made it in there. There it is. Look at that. So,
boom.
We made it, guys. We are in someone else's physical media.
Just hold that up a second.
That
is a really nice quality
publication
there. I just want to point that out there. This isn't some fly-by-night operation.
Like it's not like a shitty magazine that you're going to find in like the toilet at your doctor's office. This is like a nice, sturdy like magazine.
I don't often go to the toilet at my doctor's office, but in their waiting room, I would be thrilled if I found something like that. But that would also look fantastic on like a shelf, such as I, who collect books and things about toys. So,
and they have all these wonderful people that they interviewed within the community. You've got Oilers Workshop and Jason B. Michael, and I can't read that red.
No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to butcher that.
Yeah, I'm not going to try. I'm sorry. But yeah, so like they like tons of fun stuff in here. It's really good quality. You get pictures, you get words, get us, all sorts of things. So link in the description below. Go check it out. I was excited when mine came in the mail and I was like, and then I got to look through and find us and then find my photo. And then I promptly shared it to Facebook to be like, I made it, guys. I'm important. I'm in a magazine.
I was going to say, I'm always going to my doctor's office and I'm like, what's with all these magazines in the toilet?
They're in the toilet.
You just to use the toilet?
Yeah.
You just stop by that office and be like,
I don't have money to go to the doctor regularly.
Then what do you do? Do you just go to Wendy's?
Yeah, pretty much.
What? I don't know the correlation between Wendy's and doctors. I don't.
It's like
I think it's more than. I think it was more than the toilet.
Like, sure, this is a Wendy's.
Just taking a shit in the middle of Wendy's, be like, "Where's the magazines?
Where's the chili cups?"
Oh no, not the chili cups.
Well, how do you think it gets so tasty?
Everybody who works there is like, "Oh, this guy again."
Oh, great. Oh,
we can't do this again.
I order a bowl of chili minus the chili.
I brought my own.
Okay, I got one more.
All right, one more, then we'll close out. Oh shit!
All right, this is such a deep dive. I think I may have lost Corey on this one. Okay, but I would love to see a reboot, and I would actually like it to be done by the Four Horsemen, but Dragon Riders of the Styx. So
that sounds.
This was a.
You made that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Sounds like something you'd find at Mark's.
That's it. That's exactly what it was, though. But at the time, it was way before Mark's. But it would be at like Children's Palace or other discount stores. So it was a line of really kind of generic fantasy figures. You had a wizard. You had a dragon man. You had a demon. You had like an orc-like guy and a wizard and a barbarian.
And was it a universe ripoff?
No, because they were 3¾-inch, but they had bendable knees. And that was awesome.
I'm sorry, I'm looking at these figures. There's literally one that's just a dude with a dragon head and a bunch of bumps on him. Like,
yeah.
Wow, you did. You lost me on that. I do not remember those.
And the wizard is just a dude with like a party hat.
Yeah, that's the wizard.
There's like a He-Man dude with just a helmet. Like,
so these were like Children's Palace, and they would be at other discount stores. So like this was not a big company or anything like that. So they weren't quite knockoffs because they weren't really knocking anything off. They were just generic fantasy figures. Hmm. I guess maybe to tie into Dungeons and Dragons, which was really popular at the time initially, but I don't know.
So is it weird that when I look at the barbarian, his face just instantly makes me think of Patrick...
Patrick Fuck? I know that guy.
Why can't I think of his last name all of a sudden? Professor X.
Patrick Stewart?
Yes, Patrick Stewart. Why did that fucking leave me? I don't know, there's something about his face structure and just his expression on his face.
Dude.
It does. It looks like Patrick Stewart. Like
absolutely. It's the eyebrows and the nose.
Yeah. I'm just like, why is Patrick Stewart the fucking barbarian in this dragon?
Funny thing is, because Patrick Stewart's never been ripped like that, but the funny thing is Patrick Stewart has looked old since I was a kid.
Fair.
Oh, sure.
Well, that's because like when you were a kid, he was doing was that Star Trek Generation?
Next Generation started in 87, so I'd have been 9.
Yeah,
so that would have been around that time. And he looked old then. Yeah. When
he was like 40-something.
When I would see that,
like back then.
I'd be like, this dude's got to be in his 50s, right? And now it's just like, no. Like, if that was true, he'd be 102 by now. And
yeah, Michael, I am 4 years away, almost 4 years away from 50. And I know. So, yeah, like...
And he's no Patrick Stewart.
Wow.
Damn. The savagery that just took place. Just witnessed a murder.
It's just too good.
Oh, man. Well, on that note, let us know in the comments below. What?
Do we not have any Patreon input?
We do.
Oh, yeah. I didn't got a chance to get to that.
I was just bringing it up.
Jeez, yeah. Michael.
Sorry, it's been a while. Last week was kind of a shit show. Because actually, it's been 2 weeks since we've done this. We didn't do an episode last week.
What?
Yeah, you weren't here and everything fell apart.
I called off and you guys didn't even do it?
Nope, because I spent 2 weeks trying to get us coordinated on making a fucking list for that other episode idea, and I scrapped that and I didn't want to come up with a new idea. So I was like, you know what, we'll do the live stream. Fuck it. I don't care.
All right. Real quick, I'll go through this because Boogeyman 13, and this is one of the reasons I didn't bring it up because he did themselves. But Dino Riders. He says, Dino Riders, Dino Riders, Dino Riders, and Monster in My Pocket. So I was too old for a Monster in My Pocket, but I didn't have any Dino Riders, but I mean, that concept is the coolest fucking thing in the world. And the fact that when my kid was younger, like there was an Imaginext line with dinosaurs and stuff that you could attach riders to. And that I made sure he had every single one of those because I loved them.
You could totally tell that the Imaginext people were people our age that were just having a blast back when stuff was fun like that.
Ooh. Back in the day.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know that Sukhmate understood the question.
I don't think he did either because I was reading it and I was confused.
So I'm not going to read it.
Whoa. Okay.
I mean, I guess I could.
Yeah, might as well. I'd just be like, for clarification, the topic was what lines haven't been done.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And I think that he thinks that what lines should be rebooted. That's what I think. Because he says the 1/12th scale DC line. Two figures a year from Mafex ain't it, and then Motu Classics, GTFO with the Masterverse crap Mattel. So, yeah.
So like, I get where he's coming from, but yeah, it was supposed to be what hasn't been made. So maybe I don't know if I wasn't clear enough in the post. I was. It's been a hectic week at work, so I was in a hurry when I made the post. But on that note. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to like and subscribe to get more content in your feed for all your toy-related needs. The channel has all sorts of things on it. We've got some reviews. We've got how to pose videos. There's customizing videos, toy hunts, the podcast, the live stream, all sorts of stuff. So check that out. We greatly appreciate it. If you also like to check us out, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. If you're a fan of the channel and like to help support us, you can go over to patreon.com/modern toy fair. We've got a bunch of different tiers of different rewards. We've got some free trials on that. Link in the description below. And you can check Jamar out over on TikTok at Jamar_games. Corey, would you like to let
everyone know?
Is TikTok?
TikTok thing new?
We've been saying it for like months. He doesn't do anything on it, but we've been saying it for months.
I get a kick out of it.
Okay. Yeah, he just changes it up every now and then, so it looks like he's just like, oh, I moved on to another thing. Like, so when TikTok gets like shut down, he'll move on to like Facebook Live or something.
Yeah,
you gotta take all my business away.
Go follow him quick because they're getting rid of TikTok. Follow those TikToks.
Corey, would you like to let everyone know where they can find you?
You can find me at. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, for just a little while longer. You could just Google vial consumption. You'll find me. I did it and I found myself. So, that's where I'm at Google. I'm on the internet.
Or you can go down in the description below where we have a bunch of the links for his socials is down there as well. If you don't want to have to Google everything, Nate, what you got for us this week?
So we got a new show. From our good buddy Sukhmate, who did understand the assignment this week, because this is a solid one. And this new podcast that we're bringing out is What Do You Got, Nate? And in this fake podcast about fake podcasts, Michael closes out the show by asking Nate what he's got. And Nate shows Michael what he's got, which is this.
Yep.
So meta. I love it. I'm not being sarcastic. That was another banger. I like that one.
Well, hopefully we'll see you next week. Same toy time, same toy fair channel.
It was on a higher level.
Thank you for watching.
Serious? To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members? Or are they followers? Sukhmate, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, The 45th Lyric, Christopher, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.